Wednesday, November 15th. The president had me over first thing this morning for mainly a discussion of cabinet personnel. As of now, he feels we have to move Richardson out of HEW and Weinberger in, also for the busing reason. Question, although that is, on that is what Weinberger's view on busing is. But we've got to give signals in the right direction. We've got to get the South into the cabinet, that is, a Southerner, a Secretary of Defense, if we can get one. We should consider John Collins from Boston as Secretary of Commerce, as a Catholic Democrat. Question whether Clements could do the top job at Defense. Today the President talked to Renfrey and said he wants to see him, thinks Fred Dent is our best appointment from the South for Commerce. John Rollins should be National Finance Chairman. Wants to consider Bush for National Chairman. Dent thinks he's the best. President met with Dent this morning after his Vice President meeting. Wants to be sure Timmons has a Southern Democrat on his congressional staff to deal with the Southerners, such as Dick Russell's man. Wants to bring Dick Brannon of HEW over, who's a good Southerner and would be good on the White House staff. We've got to have some Southerner on the White House. Meeting with the Vice President this morning, he started out by reviewing the campaign and discussing vote results and some analysis of how things happened, then got into a Vietnam situation summary, and he explained to the Vice President what our status was there on the negotiations, that he thinks Henry's going to be able to wrap it up on this last trip, and he went into some discussion of the letter he wrote to Tew and the position he's taking on a very hard line basis that Tew's got to go along with us now, that if he doesn't, we won't have congressional support to back him up later. They discussed the need to tie Teddy to McGovern and not let him get off the hook. And then the Vice President started to talk about the problems that he has in his role, particularly in intergovernmental relations on domestic policy, that they're not in the flow of policy formulation. The President interrupted and said, well, under our reorganization plans, this whole intergovernmental relations thing should be in OMB or HUD. And our reorganization gets into this, which I'm going to have Berlichman and Haldeman go over with you after our meeting. He said the Vice President should be dealing with important things instead, that he and the President should not have to take the heat on these intergovernmental matters, that they should stay out of solving their troubles and stay on the high, that he should, and stay on the highest level, that we should set up effective machinery to handle these matters, keep the President and Vice President out of the crossfire, and stay out of the nuts and bolts. He said what he should do, the VP, is to continue his participation in the foreign field, shuck off a lot of the peripheral stuff, get into new things, not just the president's errand boy to the mayors and governors. The best big new thing would be the bicentennial, a major public event of the administration, involving all 50 states and all foreign countries. Jimmy Roosevelt's going to be our ambassador abroad on this, and the vice president could pick that up. This he should take on as a major responsibility, get it on the track. It's an opportunity to get high-powered people rather than just a mediocre staff. And we talked about enlisting our new American majority as the focal point for the bicentennial. He said that first the Vice President should spend more time cultivating the new senators and congressmen. The Vice President said he will be spending more time there, and then he's going to beef up his staff on this, that he'd already started working on it. Also, he should work on not letting the Wednesday group take over. Second, he should work the Southern Democratic senators and congressmen, also some of the Northern Democrats like Delaney. Third, he should keep the governors and so forth, maintain that contact, but only at the highest level, social and speeches, but stay out of it at the staff level. Fourth, the bicentennial. He should not move fast. He should get a really high-powered group of PR people, writers, organization people, not partisan. Bring in the Democrats that supported us. The vice president on the political side should be in the battle, but above it. He should skip all the crappy jobs. Fifth, he should do a lot of the party chores, but don't let them burden him down. He should stay above the party and do the new majority. The Vice President raised the question of Indian affairs, said he's very interested in that. The President said he thinks it's a loser and the Vice President should not be tied to a loser. The President then reiterated his assignments to the Vice President. First and foremost, Senate and House relations. Second, governors, etc. at a high level. Third, the new majority, ethnics, Catholic in the South, and some political, but not too much. Fourth, in the government, preside at the Senate enough for credit, hit the NSC, and that sort of meeting, shuck away all the trivia that are nothing. Fifth, take on a big project, the bicentennial. This is a way to get an adequate staff. Sixth, foreign things at selected times. If vice president then said he had reservations about the bicentennial and that he wants a chance to do selected tasks in the foreign field, Kissinger-type missions in the foreign area. The president agreed that he should not do just goodwill trips and funerals, but that he shouldn't worry about this. We'll handle it, setting him up for some single-shot negotiations and foreign economic things. President makes the point that what makes a vice president important is what he does on the big plays, not the number of jobs he has. He pushed him hard on the Hill work and going at the social level. The vice president then got into some staff changes he wanted to make, and the president told him to talk that over with John and me later. John and I then met with him over at Laurel and went through the reorganization plan, which he was in basic agreement with. But he got again into the staff and made the point that he was scared of the bicentennial because he thinks it could be disastrous. You can't satisfy people and it would lead only to trouble. Later in the day, the president got into the Colson problem again, says that he really should leave now for our interest, and it doesn't really fit now under the reorganization to keep him in the White House, and that therefore we should go another round with him. We really need him out now, not later. The question is whether to have him as RNC counsel. Instead, we should have a member of his firm and not him. We should consider Dent as counsel to the RNC if he stays up here, or something else if he wants to stay. He said, I should talk to Colson, say I'm talking without the president's knowledge regarding Dean and Ehrlichman and so forth. There's some inevitable problems with the Hunt trial, and the president can't let you go under fire. We can't be sure what will come out. And on the positive side, you're needed outside now. Finch, Klein, etc. are leaving and pulling out completely. You're going for a specific purpose, and you will have a continuing relation, the Clark Clifford role. The problem is your position inside will erode. You have no great goal to pursue, like the election. The president needs you on the outside where you're free to set up a campaign firm as well as a law firm and do the poll brokering. Now is the time to pick up the clients, law and PR, and we just don't have the job inside. Think in terms of Lord Wilton, rebuilding the party. The president's determined to get politics out of the White House, so you become the man to see. You've got to go into the president and say that you've thought it through. This is what you should do. You reach the conclusion. Be a big man. Both Klein and Finch want to stay, and the president said no. You shouldn't put him in a position of difficulty with you. Met this afternoon with Pat Buchanan, basically to review his role. It was a long meeting. He got into quite a long discussion on philosophy and so forth with Pat. Told him he wanted him first to supervise the news summary and to do a weekly political evaluation on a freewheeling basis, second to do the news conference preparation, third to handle the counterattack material, get it to the RNC and so on, more on programs than people, and fourth to make substantive policy contributions. He covered the need to build up the mythology of the election, the need to get all of this out of the White House now, and we had quite a little discussion on how to structure the counterattack. He then also got into thank you letters. When he called me on the phone tonight, I had gone home for the evening. He's concerned about letters to the labor leaders and so on, that someone has to supervise it, and he's concerned whether we have anyone in the political organization that's handling the first naming and all that. We need an extra paragraph to personalize the key letters, for instance, the surrogates. The president's done all the basic forms. Now they have to be worked in. Price has the responsibility to see that all the forms are put together. Colson should do the Democrats and Labor. Dent should work on it. And we should get them out fast. They should work around the clock on this. I had a talk with Kissinger this evening. He's concerned about some of the appointments and all. Wanted to be sure that we wouldn't put Connally into defense or state without letting him know ahead of time. Said he has some concerns about who Richardson might bring with him to state, and says the bureaucracy is really churning about what's happening, that it's good for now, but the problem is if it goes too long, that is beyond Thanksgiving, it'll turn on us. He also says Connally has put out the story that he's been offered state, and Henry's concerned about how to handle that if it's done. End of November 15th.